This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago, fresh off his not guilty plea in Miami on 37 federal charges against him in the classified documents case. Former President Trump accuses President Biden of being corrupt. He tells a crowd of supporters in Bedminster, New Jersey,
"I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the United States."
And the entire Biden crime family.
CBS's Robert Costa reports that after Trump's court appearance,
the former president emerged defiant, making a stop at a Cuban restaurant where supporters were waiting.
"I think it's going great. I think it's a rigged deal here. We have a rigged country. We have a country that's corrupt."
Trump now faces serious charges, including illegally hoarding classified documents at his Florida estate that could lead to 2 decades in prison.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg stopped in Philadelphia today to get a firsthand look at the collapse of I-95 after Sunday's fiery truck crash.
"This tragic crash is having an outsized impact on commuters and on goods movement up and down the I-95 corridor. It's a key artery for the movement of people and goods, and that's why it's so important to make sure that it's restored quickly."
Every year, hundreds of people die in underride crashes when a car slides underneath beneath the trailer of a big truck. But a new investigation by Frontline and ProPublica finds that for decades, feds ignored research on such accidents and failed to take action. Reporter A.C. Thompson led the investigation called America's Dangerous Trucks and tells CBS News Radio,
"Our research showed that these crashes are killing at least 400 people a year. But the federal data is so flawed, and it has been so flawed for decades, that the government itself is saying, oh, the true number is actually probably much higher."
Some baseball fans are taking a stand against a big move out west.
A's fans held what they're calling a reverse boycott at the Oakland Coliseum, where they plan to sell out their game against the Tampa Bay Rays and sport T-shirts that say sell on them. So they weren't protesting the team. They just don't want them to go anywhere. Fans have been pushing owner John Fisher to give up the team to someone who might keep it in Oakland. Right now, the plan is to move to Vegas. Nevada lawmakers are working out a financing plan to build a ballpark there. They hope to break ground next year. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Just in, the Vegas Golden Knights win their first Stanley Cup title, beating the Florida Panthers 9-3 in Game 5. Amazon says its cloud computing unit, Amazon Web Services, is operating normally after an outage that left publishers unable to operate websites today. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roll. The Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody doo.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How does that famous quote go? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they try to fundraise off of you? Is that how it goes, Jane?
I think it's something along those lines.
Yeah, totally. So my question to start today's show is, does fear motivate you to donate to political causes, to either political campaigns or to parties? Or what motivates you to donate to a political cause? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because I can't wait to find out, and I probably never will, how much money the Wisconsin GOP was able to raise off of an email where they attacked civic media.
Our company?
Well, they don't name us by name.
Oh.
And they don't.
That's kind of a diss, isn't it?
And they don't name our CEO, Sage Weil, by name. But I don't know many other Wisconsin-based donors who've bought 18 radio stations in the last year. I don't think there's more than one.
I think one.
I think just there's one. Just one.
Yeah.
And so this was forwarded to me yesterday. And I'm going to start with the caveat of fundraising emails are awful.
No matter which party.
No matter which party, no matter which campaign, they're unrelenting. I get ads or like email fundraising ads for people who don't live in Wisconsin. I got one yesterday, like I was looking up to see other comparisons to, I was like, because they're just written so dramatically. And I've been wanting to do a series of videos of fundraising emails, dramatic readings of fundraising emails, uh-huh, because they're so apt. They're so over the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got one that was from Mark Pocan's email address, but it was for a guy who's going to run against Ted Cruz. And, you know, you're like, unsubscribe, unsubscribe, unsubscribe. But, you know, this is someone's job to write emails to motivate you or scare you.
Yes.
Or make you so angry that you want to give $20, $25, $50, blah, blah, blah. Donate now. Donate now. Help us help you.
If you wait, it's too late.
And so across the board, they're dramatic. They're over the top. They're awful. Fundraising emails. But also sometimes they just flat out lie.
No. Stop.
And, you know, to a certain extent, you're okay with it because you're like, well, you know, this is... It's like the political campaign ads on TV, like, right? They exaggerate, they stretch the truth. But never have I ever been involved in an organization that is on, you know, the side, the subject of getting, you know, being the scare tactic.
Well, exactly.
And I am taking, because like I said, the quote that is sometimes attributed to Gandhi, if you find out it is not, when you Google it, it is not, Gandhi did not say this. So we're going to say unknown. But the actual quote is, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Ooh.
But I'm saying, in this case, it feels like first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they try to fundraise off of you.
I like that.
And so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it plays into so many tropes, and it just makes me think, like, who falls for this? And I'm asking you at home, what motivates you to donate? Like, would if flip this around of scare tactics from a different angle, different topic, is this what gets you to click the donate button? But
844-967-2789, by the way, 844-96-PARTY, you can call and or text.
So this comes from the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with, I'm gonna address it to you, because this was not sent to me directly. It was forwarded to me.
All right.
Jane.
Yes.
We have some bad news for you.
One
of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state.
I'm terrified.
This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming, and it's being replaced with left-wing propaganda.
Fox News? Okay, continue.
This looks very reminiscent of when billionaire George Soros, anti-Semitic red flag, bought up radio stations in multiple states last year to silence conservatives and buy Democratic wins. Now, with Wisconsin as the top battleground state for 2024, Democrats are clearly following the Soros playbook to try to buy, all caps, this election. We have to, all caps, fight back and do everything we can to ensure this doesn't happen. Please make a contribution.
Yelly. It's very yelly.
But also just the aesthetically, every sentence basically has a different type of like accent font. So one is highlighted in red and bold. One is italicized. One is underlined. One is just bolded. And then one is hyperlinked, so bolded and underlined.
Somebody had fun with fonts. Come on, you at least have to give them that.
And, you know, anyone who knows what civic media's mission is, how quickly we've acquired and grown, and transparently, who our CEO is, what his background is, both how well he's done in his career and how he has used that money to try to preserve democracy since moving to a swing state in 2016 with him and his family. And that has, up until starting civic media, looked as he was one of the biggest Democratic donors. And it's interesting, though, when you hear him talk, and he's said it on this program before, it's not so much that he just carries water for the Democratic Party. It's that it was very clear that there was one party that was
dominating,
trying to preserve democracy, and there was one that was not. And so with civic media, this is not a left-wing propaganda machine. And I hopefully am not seen as a left-wing propaganda machine. I am certainly left, but I am I am not a partisan. I don't carry water. I am not paid by the Democratic Party. No one in this station is paid by the Democratic Party. We do not exist to get Democrats elected. And so my thing is, this is just so interesting because I don't think anyone was paying attention to, has been, I, you know, who's been paying attention to us? I was not aware that the Republicans were very worried about us.
Seriously.
And so it falls into that line of, First, they ignore you. Then they laugh at you, which I have seen some tweets of. I think I saw one over the when we did our ad giveaway.
Oh, the
which
million
was
dollar?
Still a great idea. The
it was a wonderful
giveaway.
Idea.
I saw some tweets of, oh, they have, they're giving ads away. I bet they're not even going to be here in a year. So, you know, then they laugh at you. But now they're obviously something shifted for them that this was an email that they thought they had to send out. But it's chock full of lies and attacks. And it's also framed to scare the crap out of whoever gets this email to motivate them to vote and to donate. And so my question to you is, does this work?
Does the fear thing, is that what spurs you? It's like, yep, I'm going to finally donate because I'm terrified of this little radio company silencing Fox voices, which, by the way, from what I understand, none of the stations that we have purchased aired any Fox programming.
No.
None. Zippo. Zero.
There could have been... we were talking about that this morning. We were like, the out of all the stations, because WAUK before was an ESPN station, so it was
right.
sports.
It was sports.
WTTN in Madison, which is now WMDX, before that was a Spanish-speaking sports station. But across the board, it's some of them have been music stations in the past. But because I asked that specifically, it's like, well, did we replace Fox, like actual the news, like in the same way that we carry AP or ABC
or
for the top, yeah, or mm-hmm. CBS at the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour? Was that Fox? And I don't think it was. And so the only thing potentially is like in a filler afternoon slot for any of these smaller radio stations that didn't have 12 hours of original programming.
Right.
They slotted in a Hannity or something like that. But like, we haven't kicked any conservatives off the air. And even more so, Jane can attest to this because she was usually the one sending the invitation. I have so many email receipts of Republicans I have invited to be on this show. Every single Democrat candidate we had on in the fall, we reached out to their opponent. And not one even emailed us back.
Not one response. And several, I emailed several times.
We aired Dan Kelly ads on the Madison station.
Yeah.
And so this idea to paint us as left-wing propaganda, when I'm certainly not told what I can and cannot talk about.
Oh, you didn't get the memo?
I didn't get the memo. Are you getting these memos where you're told what you have to that you have to carry water for the Democrats?
Only about music. That's
that's
how
okay.
they direct me. Yeah.
So anyways, it's kind of fun to be on the other side of something like this. But we would love to hear from you. I guess, one, what motivates you to donate? But also, just, do you have a reaction to the Republicans being aware of civic media and being so scared, even though we're here to preserve lowercase democracy and have conversations and lift up many voices?
Are we the boogeyman?
Are we the boogeyman? Good question. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to keep it rolling after the break.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
folks, I tell you this much. The Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing. You can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they got to work out a few kinks there, okay? They got to work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 54 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs around 76. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, 55. Mid-70s Thursday and Friday, with a chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go into the lines, take a call, finish the segment, then take other calls. Do not hang up. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind, Andy?
Well, I think, Matt, that you're right. I think that if they did publicize or televise it and yet keep control and not have it be a circus, that it would be good, because then everything would be out, you know, where everybody could see it as the trial goes along, and it would probably be good to ward off anybody that would try to misconstrue what actually happened, and it would be better. I see where Trump now is at a Cuban restaurant with all his fans down in Miami, and they're all hugging and taking, you know, group shots and everything else. It's already a circus already, you know. It's crazy. But anyway, I do agree with you on that. That they, if the federal government would agree or the courts, that would be probably good in this particular case, because it's a public interest. So.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Andy. Yeah, and I'm going to say two things. One is, I do not know what Jack Smith was doing filing in Florida for a couple of reasons. One is, in that district, some people would say, well, Matt, there's 1 in 23 chance that he'd get her as a judge at random on the wheel. But the answer is, that's not true. There are a lot of the judges down there on senior status, and they have other conflicts. And there were about four, possibly three. She had a 25 to 33% chance of being picked. And she took a dive for El Gordo. What is he doing? And then the second thing is, what kind of jury do you think you're going to get down there? You don't want a biased jury either way. You don't want a biased jury for Trump. You don't want a biased jury against Trump. If he'd done it in New Jersey, where he could have, because in Bedminster, Trump showed one of these docs. Or if he'd done it in D.C., he could have, because that's where the docs were stolen, documents. And each side gets what are called peremptory strikes. They can get rid of jurors, and you get fair people. Down there, there's an intense political involvement in these issues and intense nationalistic feelings about Cuba, Venezuela, Colombia. And all Trump has to do is harass or harangue one juror to be a hung juror. An 11-1 verdict doesn't do it. It has to be 12-0. And then the prosecution have to decide whether to retry the case, because they can do it if there's a hung jury. But if we're bumping into the election, and God forbid he wins the election, the Department of Justice will dismiss this thing, because he'll put in another crook, because he himself is deeply crooked. Now, I'm going to say a few other things before we get back to the lines. One of them is motive. They have him dead to rights on that he took the documents, lied about it, lied to his lawyers. When they met with the FBI, they lied to the FBI that he transferred documents up to New Jersey to void the subpoena. He did all of these things. But one of the things that any jury wants to know is why he did it. And the law does not require the prosecution to prove that. They can say, here's the dead body. There's a picture of him shooting him. The bullet went into his head, and here it is. And there's no issue. So you get him for murder. But the jury's going to want to know, right, but why did he do it? Why did he do it? Here, the answer requires normal inference of motive. And here's what it is. Why would Trump, who doesn't read this stuff at the briefings, never reads this stuff at the briefings, bored by it, pluck out the most top secret documents our government has? And the word is that some of the documents they did not charge him on were so sensitive that the federal government couldn't even tolerate the risk of their being disclosed in the trial. There was a spike in the capture and execution of our undercover agents and spies in Russia and China right after Trump left office for the rest of 2021. When these documents were left exposed with no security in bathrooms, dressing rooms, and a shed storage closet near the pool. And everybody knew it, and he boasted about it. He does not have to say to the Chinese, there doesn't have to be a phone call that has him on tape telling the Chinese or the Russians it's there, or the Saudis. There is a doctrine in the law that says, let's say you hold up a store and you have a beard and you have a red jacket on, and the clerk remembers it. And then you flee, you shave off your beard, you put on a green jacket, you change your appearance. Some of the cartel, the drug murderers in Mexico have, believe it or not, plastic surgery to conceal their identity. That fact can be introduced as evidence that you did it, as evidence that you did it. A jury is permitted to draw a reasonable inference that the average person wouldn't immediately shave off his beard, change his clothes, especially get plastic surgery, if he hadn't done it. In this particular case, Trump didn't have to call the Chinese or the Russians. All Trump had to do is steal these documents, leave them unattended, and let everybody know that they were there. And Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudi Arabians. And Trump, we have no idea how much other money Trump got because he has no financial disclosure form after he left the presidency. That's the motive. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. You're on the lines, I see you. Do not hang up. Back to you right after the break.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup at 1215, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Protests outside the Miami courthouse after former President Trump pleaded not guilty to 37 federal charges for his alleged mishandling of classified documents. A man wearing a prison jumpsuit jumped in front of Trump's motorcade while holding up a sign that said, "Lock him up." Secret Service detained him quickly. Just hours after the arraignment, Trump was back in New Jersey and addressed his supporters.
In his remarks, Trump railed against the prosecution.
The Espionage Act has been used to go after traitors and spies. It has nothing to do with a former president legally keeping his own documents.
Law enforcement was out in force to keep protesters and supporters under control outside the courthouse in downtown Miami, where Trump became the first former president to face federal charges.
That's CBS correspondent Michael George reporting. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll get to you. Do not hang up. I'll get to you in order. We're going to start with Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt, thanks. Great show as always. I wanted to pick up on one of the points you had, kind of a roundabout way. There was an author, his name is Clinton O'Toole, and he was talking about the fact that some in the Republican Party have said about Trump, oh, he was just sloppy. He was just kind of indifferent to what he had. It was kind of a mess. And look at all this stuff. It was just sloppiness on his part. He didn't mean to do any problem or cause any problems. This guy shot back with this. And I think it's really important. You have talked about this, too, in great detail. And it cannot be emphasized enough. Trump is a person who knew the market value of what those boxes contained. Those boxes were not just stuff. They were a means to make money. Those secrets that are in there, those secrets, he kept them because he wanted to use those secrets to make money. There is no other reason. You're talking about a motive. What other reason do you have to drag boxes around like that, to ask your lawyer to lie about it? He knew what he had, and there was a market value to what was contained in those boxes. The saddest part is we do not know what the price tag is to the damage to the United States. We know that what people would pay for it. It's priceless, but we cannot begin to estimate how much this has cost us. Because in one sense, Matt, who's going to be honest to say that all these programs have been blown up by what he was willing to give away for dollars? You've touched on it before, and I don't think it can be hold on to them because they had value. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, excellent call. Let me respond to that before I get to everybody else on the line. Joe nailed it on that one, and it dovetails what I said about motive. They're going to be sitting around the jury thinking, well, why did he do this? Take a look at the volume, hundreds of these documents that he never even bothered to read when he was in the White House. He lied to his own lawyers. He had this Walton Outa, his valet or body man, move them. He personally had them flown up to New Jersey to get him away from the feds. He said to his lawyers, and Corcoran testified to this in the grand jury, why do we have to cooperate with him? Why don't we just pluck out the bad ones? Wait a minute. Why did he do this? Why did he go to those lengths? Here's what we do know. The FBI, the CIA sent station memos to all of their CIA stations around the country and around the world. It's reported in the New York Times several months ago that in 2021, there was an unusual spike in the capture and execution of our spies, of our undercover people in China and Russia in particular, but elsewhere. Why was that? It was because Trump left office on January 20, and he had this stuff lying around in bathrooms, in dressing rooms, in pool supply closets with no locks, and boasted to everybody that he had it. That word gets around. The CIA and the government believe that Russia, China, Iran, and our other enemies have seen these documents. Putin said he saw the documents. Some people said, well, Putin's saying that to yank our chain. And maybe in the past, but not now. This resulted in people being killed. When you commit treason and violate the Espionage Act and people get killed, that is not something where a lawyer or the Republicans should go, oh, well, he was sloppy. No, he wasn't sloppy. He knew exactly what he was doing. In my view, he was motivated by two things. First of all, money. He always wants money. He steals money and he wastes money. $2 billion to Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner gets 2% of that off the top every year. That's $40 million a year for doing nothing just because it's in his possession. And then he gets about 1.5% over the S&P 500 if he beats it. And if he doesn't, he still gets $40 million. $2 billion. We do not know what other investments, end quote, especially the Saudi Arabians, have made in various Trump properties since he left office. We do not know. The Saudi Arabians established diplomatic relations with Iran. They share information with Iran. The Saudi Arabians have an arrangement contracts with Russia. They share information with Russia and the same with China. Because of Trump, our agents were executed. The second motivation that I see, Trump is frankly, I thought he was a sociopath. I'm beginning to think he's a psychopath. There is a rage in him, a rage, R-A-G-E, for having been rejected. And it's almost sexual by metaphor. In other words, a beautiful woman, America, liberal democracy rejected him, and he will disfigure her. And that's what he did. And for the clowns that support him to show up at that courthouse and go, USA, USA, Trump is the guy that disfigured the USA. The motive has got to be clear. And I take a look at MSNBC and all the people interviewed, and they're all pussyfooting around. Well, he allegedly did this. We're not saying that he did it so that those guys should be executed. Well, yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're not saying he did it so that his family would get $2 billion that we know of. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. It's called an inference, a permissible legal inference. You very rarely get evidence where you have a videotape of the guy committing the crime. But in the analogy I used, when he shaves off his beard, changes his clothes, that's admissible in evidence as a reasonable inference beyond a reasonable doubt that he did it because he did the crime. When Trump is sloppy, quote, end quote, and leaves stuff lying around, lest the Chinese, the Iranians, the Russians, and the Saudis know, he had to know, I know, you know, that he did it so they get the documents. Why did he want them to get the documents? So he would get paid, and he didn't care if people got executed. All right, Tom McFarland, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, and just to address Jack Smith's line of reasoning, I'm not as concerned about it being in Miami. Remember, he had to convene a grand jury in South Florida, and that grand jury came back with the indictments, and there's just as many possible Trump supporters that would have been in that grand jury as there would be in an actual jury pool. So I have a high level of confidence in Smith and his team that I think they're going to get a pretty good jury out there, but it also is going to undercut Trump and the GOP's argument that Trump could not get a fair trial if he was in D.C. or in other environments. So he's in about as friendly a territory as possible, and that's going to just undercut some of that rhetoric. But as far as it being televised, I really hope that it's not televised. That would be definitely playing into Trump's hand. It won't matter to his supporters or the GOP what is televised. Trump has already illustrated, and the GOP has followed suit, that they're going to spin the narrative any way they want to. And it's reminding me of, you know, the old Marx Brothers quote, who are you going to believe, me or your eyes? The GOP is going to make sure that all of their supporters are going to believe them, no matter what their eyes might tell them. And if you televise it, it's going to become a circus, because Trump is definitely going to make it a circus. Whereas, and I don't trust that judge, Cannon, I don't think she will rein in the circus. I think she's going to welcome the circus. So if it's not televised, it would force both sides to just kind of play by that rules and use the court of public opinion outside of the courtroom versus having it inside the courtroom. Thank you very much.
Tom, thanks for your call. And I want to respond on two things quick before the next caller. First of all, very interesting take on the televising. It had occurred to me that the guy lives and breathes in publicity. I come down slightly on the other side only because they're all going to claim it was a star chamber and whatever. On the second one, though, let me tell you from the perspective of a guy who practiced law for a lot of years, there is no similarity between a grand jury and a petite jury, which is what you think of as a jury. None whatsoever. The adage about grand juries is a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. What does that mean? First of all, the defense gets no notice and no ability to participate and doesn't even get told when evidence is being shown to the grand jury. The only people in the room are the prosecutor. Secondly, the prosecutor can keep talking to the grand jury and put on nothing but incriminating evidence. That's all they hear. They don't hear the other side. Nothing. Third, he can say to them, and he's the only guy arguing. There's no judge there, by the way. None. The prosecutor is sort of looked at as a judge. And he'll say, you must issue an indictment. One of the things that I laugh about is everybody goes, it was the grand jury indicted him, not Jack Smith. That's baloney. The grand jury does what Jack Smith tells them to do. And he did the right thing. However, trying to say that therefore a petite jury, it's called, which is what you call a jury, is going to be anywhere vaguely similar is not correct. Because that's out in the open. There's a judge there. There are strikes, peremptory strikes that the defense can put in. Take a look at the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, where he was acquitted after he killed two people because you had a bad judge. Thanks a lot for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, here's the flip side of that. He's going to go to a rally tonight. He already had to get stop at a restaurant somewhere. I'm sure that Jack Smith is sitting with his legal pad, watching every rally going forward, every speech going forward, because in my mind, this guy's a walking, talking gaffe machine for the prosecution. He'll likely say something tonight, Matt, that is totally wrong as to what happened in the courtroom today. You know what I'm saying? He's a habitual liar. We all know that. And I think he's going to step in it. And he's going to be the one that does it. So let him keep talking.
Okay. Well, let me just say, respond to that real quick. We'll take one more caller. That's all well and good. But the truth is base believes it. And what I don't want to see, you have a judge where the fix is in, and you're going to have jurors, one or two of them. Somebody's going to had somebody who fought at the Bay of Pigs in the 1960s and not let on about it. It's the wrong venue in my judgment. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, first to remind everybody that the whole concept of the grand jury is kind of enshrined in the Constitution, that that you can't just arrest somebody that based on nothing. There has to be evidence presented and that the bill of particulars, I guess, laying out, you know, what evidence you're going to be looking at. And, but in this particular case, that's to set some evidence aside because of national security concerns. And as Joe pointed out earlier, that
Hold on, Mark. The bill of particulars doesn't go to the grand jury. The bill of particulars, if that's what they demand, will go to the defendant when he's entitled to get it. The grand jury, you're right, it's enshrined in the Constitution. And in merry old England, back in the old days, what had happened is you go to a grand jury and they'd all be people in the neighborhood and they would listen to the evidence. They did listen to evidence. Mark, it was only incriminating evidence. And it should have been. Jack Smith did a great job. Only incriminating evidence to get them to convict, to get them to charge. In my 40-year experience practicing law in Milwaukee, there was one grand jury that refused to return indictment. In other words, they wouldn't indict the ham sandwich. And that was because the defendant in the case was going to be a very prominent Milwaukee company, which is a very good company with a very good reputation. And the prosecution was kind of out over their skis on that one, trying to get them to do something they didn't want to do. That's very, very rare. Jack Smith did exactly right. He is great. But it ain't great that this is in South Florida. Listen, thanks a lot, as always, for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with lows around 54. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 76. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 55. mid-70s Thursday and Friday, with a chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Finn Director. No, lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go right back to the lines. Take you in order. I can squeeze you all in this last segment, but do not hang up. Gina Beauclair, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Gina?
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, Matt. Boy, what a show. I've been watching, you know, different channels and how they've been broadcasting and how that. One of his lawyers got up there and saying how he was being persecuted, female, and I was really impressed that each of the stations that we're covering brought up why this was different, why Hillary was different, and that type of thing, which I was really impressed with because they need to start doing that. But this perception of fairness of the judge. Now, if the public was calling into the DOJ, because there is a comment line for people like us in saying, I do not see this judge as fair. I don't. And if a lot of people called in, could that be a premise for the DOJ to say, we want another judge because the people are calling in saying, hey, we don't see this woman that's fit to be on this case? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, that's a good question. And the answer is the DOJ can't order it. What the DOJ could do is bring a motion and put it in the Court of Appeal to have her recuse herself against her will. And it goes up to the Court of Appeals, and they would have two arguments. One is, judges, you reprimanded her. You reprimanded her before in this case involving Trump because she said, quote, he deserves special treatment because he is a former president. That's not the way we do things in the United States. So she can't presumptively be fair. And then number two, whether you think that she can be fair, the 11th Circuit has a peculiar rule that's different from a lot of other circuits where they go, if there's a perception of impropriety, a perception of conflict, a perception of lack of fairness, whether or not it's true or not, it's important that the public have confidence. Now, what would they do? I don't know what they would do. And I don't know that Jack Smith is going to do that. But I would encourage you to make those calls. And you don't have to attack her personally. You can just say, look, she was reprimanded by the Court of Appeals. She said that Trump gets special treatment. That's not the way we do it. Nixon didn't get special treatment. So Trump doesn't get special. Nobody gets special treatment. This is America. That's why we don't have a king. I would make those calls. Gene, thanks a lot for calling. Kurt of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Kurt?
I hate to do the sport analogy, but it's like a ref calling a bad call and you get the ball and you're ready to score a touchdown, but you instead intentionally lose the ball so the other team and their fans feel better about it and hope that you can get the ball back to score and win. I agree with you. I don't understand why he wouldn't use every advantage at his fingertips to ensure that this case gets tried in fair court, but in something that's going to ensure, the chaos we have now.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Jack Smith is highly ethical. He's highly experienced. He was a prosecutor at the World Court in the Netherlands. I mean, he's American, and he was an assistant U.S. attorney in Tennessee, and he got a conviction against the butchers in Kosovo for genocide. He got a conviction against the governor of Virginia for being a crook. The U.S. Supreme Court threw out that conviction, but Jack got it. Jack doesn't control the Supreme Court. He's a great guy, and he is using every advantage. He got an indictment against Donald Trump in this case, and he's doing a great job. Now, he knows more than I do, and he's a very, very experienced lawyer. I'm just saying that I would have been tempted to file this thing in Washington or New Jersey. Now, he might go, well, Matt, but venue could be attacked, not jurisdiction, but venue could be attacked and we could tie it up for a while. That's why I didn't do it. Okay, because venue's clearly okay in Florida because the guy committed a lot of crimes in Florida. That's where he looked at a lot of these documents, but he looked at some of them in New Jersey too. And I'm just getting to the point where he had a 1 in 3 or 4 chance of getting Eileen Mercedes Cannon. That was nuts. That was nuts. So thanks for calling, Kurt. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Another good show today, Matt. Great callers. I'm just going to add this. You had the Mueller report. You've been impeached twice. You had January 6th lied about the election. And now this. This is really selling out the country. How in the world does anybody, including a follow this guy and a whole political party, the Republican Party? They're not, I don't get it. I don't know how you follow this guy, because this here is, this is the end. I mean, there's the, wasn't it the Rosenbergs that went down, for goodness sakes? But for the life of me, if you're a political party and you're still following this guy, you got some serious issues. So great show, and thanks for all your callers also. Bye.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for calling. Yeah, two quick things before we come to the end of the show. Number one, always remember when you're talking to people, we had undercover agents captured and executed because of this guy. He had this stuff which identified them, and they said, oh, well, their names weren't there. Of course their names weren't there. But the information that they had led back, what was in those documents led back to the only guy that could have provided it. It also has our satellite espionage information, believe it or not. We're going to have to change our entire satellite system because of this. Why did he do it? He did it for money. $2 billion. Why do you think Jared Kushner got $2 billion? You think he was a great investor? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What other money has Trump gotten? And Trump is full of vengeance, and he vengeance against an America, liberal democracy, a beautiful woman who turned him down. That's what's going on here. And, you know, Paul said, what about the Republicans? Andy Biggs of Arizona goes, an eye for an eye. This is war. Higgins, who looks like, the guy looks like Ernst Stavro Blofeld out of the James Bond movie, one of these thugs, all in black with a bald head. And he goes, he put out some social media about calling for another insurrection with military terminology about capturing bridges. And now he's trying to walk it back. They're not just sticking up for Trump. They're advocating violence. Trump is advocating violence. The Republican Party has re-injected violence into our politics for the first time since 1861. That is the Republican Party. So if you're living out there and you're listening out there and you're a Republican, that's your business. And Republican voters are the same as Democratic voters, Americans, my fellow veterans, they happen to vote how they vote. But violence is something different. And if you are in a party where the leadership is not so subtly advocating violence, that is un-American. We're going to put a stop to that. And you should be the first ones that join us in putting a stop to it. Coming to the end of the show, great show as always. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn, direct back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground. And I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.